I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The official report on U.S. jobs is due in just over an hour and a half. It's the first one of this new year, covering January. At the end of 2019, job growth was slowing as the global economy weakened and the U.S.-China trade tensions took a bite out of manufacturing and exports. Wage growth has slowed as well, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The wage statistic we often focus on is average hourly earnings. But looking at average weekly earnings actually gives us a better idea of how much workers are taking home in their paychecks based on how many hours they worked. And economist Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter says those hours have been going down.
The hours worked are the lowest on record in retail. The most common complaint we hear at ZipRecruiter from the working poor is that they can't get enough hours to make ends meet.
Average weekly earnings were up just 2.3% in December from a year earlier. They were rising much faster in 2018. And average hourly earnings have been weak, too, says University of Oklahoma economist Gary Hoover.
We ended up with 2.9% wage growth. That's not much of an increase in wages.
Especially with prices increasing just over 2%, eating away at those wage gains. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.